See me, Chief?
Oh, yes, Danny. Sit down. I want to give you your assignment for this week. You're to write an article on world trade and Canada's part in it.
But I don't know a thing about world trade.
Marsden, I'm getting tired of this constant complaint of yours that you don't know anything about the subjects I assign you. I know you're not an expert on world trade. That isn't the point.
Well, then...
Now, wait till I'm finished. Remember when you used to cover murders?
Those were the days.
Well, when I sent you out to report a murder, I didn't expect you to know in advance who the murderer was, did I? You're a reporter. You report things as you see them or hear them, that's all. I don't want you to write your opinions about world trade. I want you to go out and find what people are thinking about world trade and report on that.
What makes you think people are thinking anything about world trade?
Don't be ridiculous, Danny. Of course people have ideas about world trade. It's important to them. You know that one-third of Canada's national income depends on our trade with other countries?
Oh, that may be so, Chief. But I'll bet you 9 people out of 10 in this city don't know that. They never give world trade a thought from one year's end to another.
Now, one of the worst mistakes a newspaper man can make is to underestimate the intelligence of the man in the street. I hope you're not going to be guilty of that mistake.
Chief, I don't underrate people's intelligence, but why should the average Joe get worked up about foreign trade? It's so remote from his everyday life. Wages, yes. Taxes, yes. Prices, yes. These are things he comes into contact with every day. But foreign trade, no.
Well, I think you're wrong.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get the opinions of a number of people picked at random. I'll bet you $5 that out of the first 5 people, not one has any worthwhile ideas about world trade.
That's a bet.
Okay.
It's a shame to take your money. I'll make it a little easier for you. If one person out of those 5 can give an intelligent thought about foreign trade, we'll cancel the bet. But if 2 out of the 5 come through with something worthwhile, then you pay me.
All right. That's the way you want it. Better kiss that 5-spot goodbye right now.
I told you before, Danny, I think you underestimate the intelligence of the average citizen.
I just don't expect people to know about such remote subjects as foreign trade. After all, I don't know anything about it myself.
And just what does that prove?
All right, all right. But you'll be sorry for that sarcasm when I walk away with that 5-spot.
We'll see, Danny. We'll see.
It's none of my business, Danny, but it seems to me you've made a pretty rash bet.
Oh, nonsense. For this assignment, Nellie, we're going to use an absolutely new and different technique. We're calling on outside help.
Oh, who?
A good friend of mine, Neil Hamilton.
You mean the radio announcer? The man who runs the Man in the Street quiz broadcast?
That's him. He happens to be a good interviewer, and if you've listened to his Thursday afternoon programs, you'll have noticed that he gets a lot of serious questions in among the light stuff. Well, I've persuaded him to run a question about world trade in his next broadcast. That'll be tomorrow afternoon. All we have to do is listen and collect.
I might have known that any idea you'd cook up would get you out of some work.
Now, Nellie, is that fair? You better speak nicely to me, my girl. Because after I win the boss's $5, I'm thinking of buying you a bang-up dinner with it.
Oh, boy. I'm on your side, Danny.
That's the girl, Nellie. I'm going to phone Hamilton at the radio station and make sure he's got the whole thing straight. Let's see. What's the number?
There you are, Danny. I was just... Say, what's the idea?
Don't get hot under the collar, Chief. This will only take a few minutes.
Now, look here, Marsden. I've got work to do. I don't want you cluttering up my desk with portable radios in the middle of a busy Thursday afternoon. I'm not interested in what's happened to John's other uncle by a former marriage.
It's all right, Chief. Relax. Nellie, hang that aerial over the coat hanger, will you? Now, you better get your 5-spot ready, Chief. You'll be handing it over to me in about 10 minutes from now.
Now, this is another of your crackpot ideas.
No, it isn't, honestly. You're going to listen to Neil Hamilton's Man on the Street broadcast.
Oh. Well, it could do worse, I suppose. It's an excellent program. But I don't see what it has to do with our bet.
Well, you will. Here it is now.
And here we are once again on the main street of Mid-City, about to stop unsuspecting strangers and give them a chance to win a cash prize by answering a few simple questions. Oh, here's a gentleman approaching right now. George, would you ask that gentleman if he'd mind stepping over to the microphone? As you know, audience, we give each contestant a chance at 3 questions... and the prize money doubles each time. $2 for getting the first question right, $4 for the second, $8 for the third question. And today we've a special question that we're going to ring in on every contestant. Now here he is, our first contestant. How do you do, sir?
How do you do?
Not nervous, are you?
Just a little.
Well, just a little, eh? Well, sir, I don't think you'll be nervous anymore after you win $2 by answering today's first quiz question. And I'm sure you'll win that 2-spot because it's a very easy question. Here it is. How many loaves of bread are there in a baker's dozen?
13.
13 is right. And now you can win $4 on this second question, and it's rather an unusual one. Listen carefully to this one. what does world trade mean to you as a Canadian?
World trade?
That's right.
Well, it means quite a bit. I understand that a third of our national income comes from world trade.
Chief, you've been briefing the contestants.
I work at a textile plant. We make woolen goods. A lot of our stuff is exported.
Say, that's interesting. I understand that Canadian-made textiles are becoming world-famous for quality.
Yes, they are. We send our stuff to a lot of different countries. We couldn't hope to sell it all in Canada. Not enough of population here. Foreign trade helps pay my salary. That's why I think it's important.
Well, I'd say you'd certainly earned your $4 for answering that question, sir. And now I'll give you an easy one for number three. What is a gerund? That's spelled G-E-R-U-N-D. Is it a make of automobile, a part of speech, or a female giraffe?
A part of speech.
Absolutely right. And here's your $8. Congratulations, sir. And now I see that George has our next contestant already lined up here.
Now we're even, Stephen, Danny.
Okay, don't rub it
in. Right this way, madam. Will you speak into the microphone, please? All set for the first question?
I think so.
Now, don't be nervous. It's an easy one. By the way, are you married?
Yes, I am.
You keep house?
Yes, I do.
Well, then you should be able to get this question without any trouble at all. What is the difference between cane sugar and beet sugar?
Why, as far as I've been able to tell, there isn't any difference.
And you are so right. Chemical analysis can't distinguish one from the other. Sugar is sugar, whether it comes from a cane or a beet. That's $2 you've won. And now here's the $4 question. All set for it? What does world trade mean to you as a Canadian?
I'd say it means a whole lot.
Oh, no.
Would you like to elaborate on that one?
Well, look at all the things I use every day that have to be imported from other countries. Coffee and tea and oranges and grapefruits, the rubber for the tires on my husband's car. Well, hundreds of different things. It stands to reason we can't get those things without sending something to those countries in exchange. Isn't that where our surplus wheat goes and our minerals and a lot of manufactured goods? Then, making the things we send to other countries gives jobs to a lot of Canadians. And some of those Canadians spend part of their paychecks in my husband's dry cleaning plant. I guess foreign trade is pretty important to me, to all of us.
You're absolutely right, madam. And you've won yourself $4. And now here's the $8 question. Listen carefully. Yes, sir. And having answered that first question correctly, you'll want to go on to the second. That is, what does world trade mean to you as a Canadian?
It would mean a lot if I were a Canadian, but I'm an Englishman on a business trip to this country. Foreign trade, as you probably know, is absolutely vital to Britain. We want to sell everything we possibly can to you Canadians, although we know, of course, that we'll have to buy things from you in return. World trade isn't quite so much a life and death matter to you people over here, but it's still pretty important. Very important, in fact. And one thing you'll have to watch is that you don't start to price yourselves out of the market. You've got a wonderful standard of living here, but you have to remember when you're trying to sell things abroad that other countries have lower standards and can't afford high prices. If it costs too much for you to manufacture your goods, your selling price will have to be too high and you won't find any buyers. We found that out, you know. Remember, we had to devalue the pound.
Well, thank you very much, sir, for a very good answer. And now, here is your first question. And now, sir, for your second question. What does world trade mean to you as a Canadian?
Plenty, believe me. I happen to be on the National Affairs Committee of the Mid-City Chamber of Commerce, and we've looked into this foreign trade question pretty thoroughly. Half of the manufacturing plants in Mid-City send their products to other countries. Foreign trade isn't as simple as trading within the borders of your own country. You run into a lot of problems. For one thing, there's the currency problem.
Would you tell us just a little bit more about that?
Well, as Sir Stafford Cripps pointed out some time ago, two-thirds of what Britain is buying in Canada is being paid for by credits or by Marshall Aid dollars. That condition can't go on forever. Through import and export restrictions and foreign exchange controls, the government is showing a tendency towards intrusion into private business relations. This aggravates problems of international trade. We in the Chamber of Commerce believe the businessman should be consulted more about foreign trade problems. After all, he's the one who does the trading. His knowledge and experience should be worth quite a bit.
Well, that sounds very reasonable, sir, and you've certainly given us an informative answer. You've really earned your prize. And now here is your third and final question for $8. And now for your second question, sir. What does world trade mean to you as a Canadian?
It means my livelihood, that's all. You see, I run a tourist camp. Over 85% of my customers are Americans. If they didn't come to Canada, I'd be out of luck, wouldn't I?
Well, do you mean by that the tourist business is a form of international trade?
Well, sure it is. We Canadians have our scenery, our fishing and hunting, and other tourist attractions. They're natural resources, just as minerals and forests are. Tourists spend a lot of money here when they come to enjoy them. We sure need American dollars in this country, and we get a lot of them through the tourist trade. And with those American dollars, we can buy the goods we need from the United States that aren't manufactured here. Yes, sir, the tourist trade is foreign trade, all right, and it's mighty important to all of us, but especially to guys like me who make their living directly from it.
Well, thank you very much, sir. And now here's your third question. $8
Turn
if you
off,
give the
Miller.
Correct answer.
Well, Mr. Marsden.
All right, here you are. Don't spend it all at once.
Now, don't feel too badly, Danny. You're not the first man to underestimate the intelligence of the Canadian public.
Well, I guess I'll have to admit I pulled a boner on this deal, Chief.
Oh, it should be a good lesson to you not to gamble.
Yes, and how about that bang-up dinner you were going to buy me?
If I won, I said.
What you said was when you won. This should be a good lesson to you not to be so cocksure of yourself.
Well, you two quit picking on me. I'm leaving.
Where are you going, Danny?
I'm going to the library to do a little reading. Find out something about Canada's foreign trade. I think it's time I caught up with my fellow Canadians. They all seem to be way ahead of me on that subject.